What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Over on Patreon right now, this month's bonus episode, The Aquarium, is live and ready for consumption, continuing the manager's fish motif that we all love so much. This month's bonus episode postcard artist is Honey, who does some really fantastic and sharp collage-based pieces that are very reminiscent of zines. So, of course, I had to have her for our collection. This is a really exciting and cool-looking piece. It's already gotten quite the buzz over here, actually. Check out our socials to see that piece. Find more like it on their Instagram and TikTok, at HoneyDuck. That's Honey with two Y's. If you want this card mailed right to you, join our hotel tier Patreon. You get bonus episodes, new crew, early access, and an ad-free experience. The Aquarium was also written by our new writer, Lily. This was actually the first script she did for the show. So, fun production tidbit. This month's new crew is a very special episode. This month we see the concierge checking in Jenny Range. I wanted to do something special for Jenny. Obviously, this is a big deal. And what could be more special than by having this episode written by a very special guest writer, none other than the concierge himself, Damon Allums. Damon stepped in to stretch and flex his writing wings, and I think the patrons will agree, he soars. Join the Patreon at the owner level to hear this episode on the 30th. He did a terrific job. Highly recommend joining us. We are producing new episodes every month still, even on this last leg of our break. Okay, that's all I've got for you this time. Good talk. See you next time.
My hands shoved knuckle deep into the cool, dark soil of the universe. I flex my digits and churn it into a place something could grow. I plant seeds there and nurture them best I can with water and food and little lights. There are things that live down there that suck up mud and chew on slime and help it all flourish. It's an entire ecosystem, carefully balanced and tended to. I don't know anything about plants or gardening, so I have to make up the rules as I'm figuring them out. A single point of light, as yellow as the sun, sings at the corner of my garden. She burns so sharp that the edge of the world bleeds a red just as fierce. I cup her in my hands and shape her into a dusty pink rose. Before the thought has even sprung to my mind, I am surrounded by the gardens of the cosmos, burning with starlight and beauty. Thick, creeping vines choke their way across ancient gnarled trees. Thickets of cushy wildflowers crackle sweetly in the wind of a distant thunderstorm. Flying insects, wispy and fat, murmur from flower to flower, searching for love they will never find. Syrupy sweet predatory plants invite them to come closer. Delicate orchids dance in slow, slender rhythms, trying to reach the moonlight. Water slides like mercury off of green plants with huge, oily leaves that hang over ankle-deep pools with sharp, hollow reeds jutting out. Frosty snow pelts the slick black wood of a creaking forest. Red and yellow cacti, short, fat and prickly, crowd around the base of their taller cousins, pushing and shoving them across the hot sand and rocks. Bright twists of kelp and painful anemone sway in the streaks of light I let fill up the ocean. Farther down, my coral garden glows sharply in the dark waters where light's too scared to venture. The mushrooms bubble up everywhere, sprouting from the nooks and crannies in all my gardens. I walk or run or swim through them and let the textures and aromas of their ballet drift over me and into me, changing me with their experiences. I take them gladly, greedily. But it's not enough to experience the flower as the beholder. I must be the garden and experience myself firsthand. I let the warm salt water undulate me as it rushes by until the current is so strong it tears the kelp to shreds. I scrub a fish with my stinging tentacles and he carries the pain away in his tool belt. I huddle, juicy and prickly, ignoring the heat of the sun above me. I smile and my spines pierce the husk of the plant next to me. Precious aloe gushes from the wound. The frost cracks my skin and red sap oozes out onto the black bark. I lumber by on the wrong number limbs. Water plats down on my leaves, bobbing me almost to the tip of the sharp reeds below. I stretch myself higher. The sharp tip of my reed now sticks out of the water high enough to pierce the leaf as it nods down more and more. In minutes, it hangs in tatters. I spend a night that lasts forever, dancing in the moonlight with thousands of my sisters. My gums and sticky sweet vapors coax the bugs closer and closer. There's an agonizingly slow sizzle as they dissolve in my bell.
Hey, this is Travis with a brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
A thunderstorm of hooves tramples through me violently, tamping down my wild hearts. Vines with rough thorns take hours to crawl across my ancient trunk as the farthest branches reach for the sky like bony fingers. I dig my thorns into the bark of that elder tree as I creep along its torso, pushing myself up from the dewy grass under the rose bushes. One of my roses sticks me with a thorn of its own. A drop of fierce red blood drips down her stem. Someone's blood, anyway. The rough skin of her petals burns brightly as she seethes her rage at me. Well, that's gardening for you. Scrapes and poisons and gnashing, grungy little vermin you can't ever get rid of. Dead leaves, dry soil, fungal infection, and not to mention good old-fashioned thorns in your side. It's a cliche, but hey, it's an image. I grab my rose and let her stab me with every thorn she's got. When she sees what I bleed, her petals wilt and droop. I've never really been one to reap. Not when there's so much hay to be made in the sowing. I yank her out of the soil of eternity to bring her eye to eye with me. Her eye burns like that puny yellow little star, and the molecules in the air start to strip away from themselves between us. Starlight oozes down my wrist as dry vines start to wrap themselves around my feet. Jagged coral drags at my skin and prickly cacti poke at me dryly. The garden, my gardens, fight for the rose with one burning eye. Trees bend over me, threatening to break. An insect I can't see buzzes in my ears and stings at my throat. Muggy marshlands try to overwhelm and drown me. I allow this destructive exploration for a moment. Just a moment. I creep over her legs as spongy, heavy moss. I subsume her laughing face inside a very old tree. I crush her bones with icy water that hasn't been warm in eons. I spill poisonous spores from fungal lobes, dotting her rotting flesh. Finally, I stare her right in the eye, star to star, just us girls. All I have is this one tiny stolen thorn. I cut into her as she reaches for me, and I hear the universe gasp softly. Her blood runs down and cuts through me like a blight. I wilt. And when my wilted hand touches her, she rots too, spreading out across her wrist and up my arm and shoulder. It's cold. It's so cold. I let out a long, slow breath, and my gardens are all back where they belong. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Before the thought has even sprung to my mind, the forests burn and the seas boil. The deserts are blown to oblivion, and the marshes raised down to stone basins. My gardens hiss and burble as they die. The air is warped with heat, and acidic smoke obscures the starlight. A rose of my own making couldn't be burned out. Oh, she burns, and oh, she bleeds. But when the noise and waste around me settles into cosmic silence and a cold wind, it's just me and her. I think she could use some buds. I shove my hands knuckle deep into the cool, dark soil of the universe, flex my digits, and churn it into a place something could grow.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Witten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Produced by Pacific Obadiah. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.